Let's start with the most accessible and simplest strategy that we can use anytime, anywhere to get immediate results. This is a simple slow-paced breathing technique, also known as box breathing. We breathe every minute of each day, yet many of us aren't aware of the way that we're breathing, especially when we're feeling anxious or stressed. If you're doubting whether breathing can help you reduce stress, let me just say that the people in the most stressful conditions, the Navy SEALs, firefighters, paramedics, women giving birth, use breathing techniques to calm themselves down. So this is a scientifically proven strategy to work in the most stressful of conditions. Slow-paced breathing refers to the voluntary control of the length of our inhale and exhale as we breathe. All we're going to do is slow down our breathing. In spontaneous normal breathing, we're usually breathing between 12 to 20 cycles per minute in adults. In slow-paced breathing, we bring this down to about 6 cycles per minute. Why do we want to slow down our breath? Fast, shallow chest breathing, which happens especially when we're feeling stressed or anxious, has been shown to increase tension and anxiety. In other words, it's a natural process, but it can make your stress or anxiety worse. It's also been shown to contribute to health problems, sleeping problems, cognitive functioning, so how well you can think. That's why we want to stay away from this kind of breathing. On the other hand, deep intentional breathing can help regulate your autonomic nervous system. This is the system that controls your fight or flight or your stress response. There is strong evidence that slow-paced breathing can help lower your heartbeat, stabilize your blood pressure, improve your stress levels, your sleep, and your ability to think well. In other words, slower breathing can help you get out of the stress response and into a calm state. How can we do this? It's very simple. We're going to inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds, and hold again for 4 seconds. We're going to do this for 5 to 6 cycles. Don't worry if you didn't get that the first time. I will count and guide you through the process. But before we begin, something to keep in mind is try to breathe through your nose, not through your mouth. I invite you to try it through your nose first and switch only if you need to. And also, don't force anything. Let things come with ease. We're going for progress, not for perfection. Now that we understand a bit about what we'll be doing and why we're going to do it, let's begin.